Let us start Sif Lamed Daled, Simen Lamed Daled, Seda Anoches Aparshis Betfilin, Lamahadrim Eshelahem Bey Zugeis Tfilin, Oboy Daled Sifin. Sif Aleph. Seda Anochosam Bebat. How do you put in the Parshis into the Batin? L'Rashi V'Harambam, according to Rashi and the Rambam, Kadesh Mismoil Hameniach Bebeis Achitze. Now let us just make it a little easier. That means we know there's four parshiyos, and the Seder that the Kosov Batoire is Kaddish Vohoye Kibiyacho, Shema Vohoye Im Shemoy. That's the Seder that is written in the Torah. So now let us just think for a minute. So the Mechaber says like this. According to Rashi, the way the parshiyos are written in the Torah, that's the way they should be put into the batim. Shir kadosh voye kibiyacho, shma vohoye im shemoye. Fine, that's it. So now the Mechaber says like this. Seida anachosam l'Rashi v'harambam, kadosh mismoil hameniach. So he says the person that is wearing it, if you look on the one that's wearing it, Kadesh Mismoil Hameniach Bebeis Achitzein. So that really he means that the one who's wearing it, you start from the left side, but really the one who's facing him, so Kadesh is on the right side. So fine. So now, Kadesh Mismoil Hameniach Bebeis Achitzein. Va'achav after Kadesh, so then is, just 1 second, Ba'achov, Kiyiviyacho, Ba'ayisheni, Ushma, Ba'ayis HaShlishi, Ba'ho Yohim Shemoya, Ba'ayis HaRevi, Shehu, Beis HaChitzayin, Limino'i, so the one who's wearing it, so Ba'ho Yohim Shemoya is on his right side, Kadesh is on his left side, And the other one that's facing him, so on his right side is Kaddish, so there's the Meniach and the Koyrek. Okay. Ula Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so the third and fourth parshi is changed. Ula Rabbeinu Tam, Bebayis Ashlishi, Vahoya im Shamoya, the Vahoya im Shamoya, which is in the Tzivus Aparshis, this is the last one, this is the third one. Babayis Orevi Shehu Hachitzain Shema. And the outer bias is Shema. So the whole chilek between the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi is, Rashi holds that you go Kiseida Shema Vahoya im Shamoya, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds, you go Vahoya im Shemoya Ushma. So that's the third bias is Vahoya im Shemoya, and the fourth bias is Shema. They give two digmois to remember Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the two havayas are one next to the other. That means Kaddish Vahoya Kibiyacha Vahoya Im Shamoya. So the two Vahoyas are together. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, it's Kaddish Vahoya Shema Vahoyim Shamoya. The two Havayas are not together. And another simen to Rabbeinu Tam, the two Shins are on the two extremes. Kaddish is on the outer side, and Shema is on the other outer side. And to remember this, so there's two shins on the bottom. So the two shins on the bottom, you remember. So there's the two shins in the parshiyos, Kaddish and Shema. So kaponim, so these are these two shittas. Uminek ha'olam, now the Mechaber was very parish. That means he brings on these two shittas, and he is not machia which one is right. The minhag ha'olam is that we were, that's exactly what he says. That means I'm not being machi anything. There's two shittas. There's no hachron in the shita. That means in halacha I will not tell you The machlokes ha-poiskim, I won't tell you what to do. But the minig ha-olam is, the olam feels like Rashi. But that. I don't know. That I don't know. That I don't know what to tell you. But the minig ha-olam, forget about it. It wasn't al-pi because there's a hacho like that. We'll see later in a few days. Not because there's a hacho like that. No, because the minig ha-olam feels like God be Rashi. I'm just telling you facts of life. Let us see that this is the Mishnah Berurah Siv Kot Malav. Seder HaNechosam. Da. One should know the Lekula Alme im Hichlif Eze Parshe Shenosma Shaloi Bebesa Amiyuchad Lo Psule. Now, you have to know each bias is, each Parshe is a certain bias, and by changing the change in putting the parsha in a different bias is possible. Avdi yesh dalet parshiyes bedalet batim, even though we look closely for parshiyes for batim, but that doesn't help anything. Halachically, I think this is halacha l'mayishim b'sinai, the parshiyes have to be in the correct bias. And if it's not the correct bias, it's possible. So therefore, according to Rashi, the Benetam is still an apostle. According to Benetam, Rashi is still an apostle. V'choshken im nosan shtei parshiyes b'bayis echot, if he b'chlal did not put a parsha in each bias, it's also possible. Ha-meniach. Now, so he is saying now, he is chashbding according to the meniach. So by the meniach, it's kadosh v'yikiv yachish ma'avim shemayim. V'afilu im ha-meniach u'ita, so it'll come out, gabi the tefillin shoyat, it's either facing kadosh or it's facing shema. Azlin and basimin is smil down, but that's irrelevant. You look at the tefillin shorosh, the meniach shorosh, and his left side is Kaddish. Ula Rabbeinatam. Kosvu apoiskim, tegam Rabbeinatam moide de beinam ksivosom kiseder shen ksuvim batoire, shu Kaddish vohoye kibiyacho, shema vohoye im shemaim. Now, the Rabbeinatam holds that the seder haksive has to be, the Seder HaKsiva has to be the way it is written in the Torah. That's how the Seder HaKsiva has to be. Therefore, Ela de Polig HaRashi Linyan HaNochosom Bebatim. But the Ksiva has to be the way it's written in the Torah. Valkei. HaRoitza Lichtoiv Tfilin Ladas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Yichtev B'shel Yad. Now, we have a problem according to the Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Seder has to be Kaddish Bohoya Keviyacha, Bohoya Im Shemoya and Shema. That is the Seder according to the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Seder Ksivis HaParshis has to be the way that it was written. Kaddish Bohoya Keviyacha, Shema Bohoya Im Shemoya. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, by the Tefillin Shel Yad, Haroitza lichtev tulun das Rabbeinu Tam, yichtev bishal yad sheim beklaf echot, kaddish, vohoye kiviyacho, then viyoniach cholok, then he should have a space, because Shema is going to be there, and viyoniach cholok, I'm sorry, viyoniach cholok vohoye im shemoya, that means now, there has to be Vahoya Im Shemaya. The two Havayas have to be together. But he can't now write Vahoya Im Shemaya because the Seder is you have to write Shema before Vahoya Im Shemaya. So he writes according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kaddish Vahoya Kebiyacha, then there's a space. And he leaves all the space for Im Shemaya. V'yichtev Shema, V'achkach yichtev Vahoya Im Shemaya. So there's a Seder HaKsiva, which has to be the way it's written in the Torah. V'bishal Rosh, by the Tzvon Shal Rosh, Yichtevim ba'arba klofim k'seder mamish. The four klofim have to be written k'seder mamish v'yisadrim b'botim. you should be mesader it, and that means you write it, keseder, kaddish, v'kivach, shema, v'im, shemoyah. But in the bottom, you should put kaddish, v'hoi, kiviyach, v'hoi, im, shemoyah, shema. Then in psuche, sestumis, betulen, eich, lisnaik, kabiyano, bes, v'ashem, simulamit, beis, aincha. How much space there is between between one parsha and the other parsha. That's the Lamed Beis. Let's not get into it. Yeah, there's Mamish. I don't think so. I think this... I don't want to go into it now because this isn't from the Lamed Beis. Kerashi v'arambam v'kosa v'beis Yosef v'shar achroinim. Now, so the Mechaber says that he did not say any day who to paska like. There's two days, you do whatever you do. The minute is like Rashi, because of Beis Yosef, v'shar achroinim v'chein ikar. In Beis Yosef it says that me'ikar hadin we paska like Rashi, v'chein hiskim hagro b'biyure. Sif Beis. Yirei Shamayim. What? Yeah, that's what he says in Beis Yosef on the tour. He said the Iker said, but here he didn't pass. Later he brings down to the here the Mechaber didn't pass, and that's why. No, but there is the Beis Yosef. Okay, but there's a Shita's Beis Yosef that is Machriya. There's such a Shita in the Mechaber. No. Okay, but Al Kaponim is just saying the Beis Yosef, in Beis Yosef, Paskin like Rashi. And the Goyim Paskin like Rashi, and the Choynim Paskin like Rashi. I'm just saying you, he's making a Sichum, he's heading up. Fine. Siv Beis, Yerei Shemayim, Yaitse Yidei Shnei. Now, so now if we'll learn the Mechaber Kipshuta, there's 2 days. So Yerei Shemayim wants to be Yotze both days. The Yase Shtei Zugais Tzulim, she should make 2 pairs of Tzulim. The Yiniach Shneim, he should wear both pairs of Tzulim. And here we have one behind the other. We'll see later how you do it. But here, one. So 1 second, so Dvali has here a picture, one behind the other. Well, one behind the other. Yes, yeah, smaller bottom, and one behind the other. Our bottom. No. Yes, we'll see some. Yeah, you're right, but Dvali is talking about, Yotzi Deshneim, V'yase Shteizu Deshneim, V'yiniach Shneim, and he should wear both. Now, he's putting on 2 pairs of tefillin. Now, you have to, there's a whole bunch of problems by putting on 2 pairs of tefillin, which we will discuss soon. So, but the vow to avoid all problems, the yechavein b'hanochoson, he's putting on 2 pairs of tefillin. She should be machavin while putting on these 2 pairs of tefillin. Ba'oisam shahem ali b'deruchasa ani yoytze yidei chaybosi. The tefillin which I'm yoytze, I don't know how he passed it. The Ben Shalom notes. Alkos al kaponim, so he thinks, when he puts on both, he says, with which ones do I want to be yoytze? With the one that I'm yoytze with. No, the Mechaber was not machia. The Mechaber didn't say anything. By the Mechaber, the vial, it's a 50-50. The Rabbi Shalom knows. You don't have to know. I'm talking to the Rabbi Shalom. Rabbi Shalom, I'm putting on 2 pairs of tefillin. Rabbi Shalom, which pair do I want to be Yaitza with? The one I'm Yaitza with. You know. Rabbi Shalom, you know. With that one, I want to be Yaitza finished. So, no problem. So, come to the result. Yeah, you also put on 2 years. And the other bias, heim kiritzuis ba'umet. Some say kiritzuis, but it's not the mitzvah of tefillin. And you can do such a thing. Ki mokim yesh b'roish lo niach shtei tefillin. By the roish, you could make 2 pairs of tefillin. V'chein bezroya. And by the hand, you could also make two pairs of tefillin, and you'll make two pairs of tefillin. Now, so he says, so let us just over here, so here in the show Yad, he also made two pairs of tefillin. We'll see which one was first over here. We'll explain soon a little bit which one is the which one is first, which is second, side of the show Yad, side of the show Rosh. Now, so let us see the Mishnah Berurah.
And then he's not
Yashim. No.
Only a Kohen the Blemish five.
Could be. Could be. But Yaniach, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vanoyekei, a person who is noyek to do this, Ayrei Shemai Vanoyekei, Laniach Beizug Yisroon. Yaniach Shorashi, Lamato, Letadaponim. So in by the Shol Rosh, he should put the tefillin of Rashi the tzad upon him. Bishel Rabbeinu Tam Lamailo. Now, the makor of this is a Taz, and the reason the Taz says this, the Taz has something very interesting, and the lotion of the Mishnah, I think, is a little confusing. But let's just see what the Taz says. The Taz says that you put Rashi by Tchilas Tzmichas Asaris, you put Rashi, and behind Rashi you put the Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Taz says, why do I say this? What's the difference? So the Taz says like this. The Kitzur, the Taz says, there's a Shaila in the Gemara. Is that true that Yesh Mokim Barosh Ushnaitro? This, it seems there's a shayla in the Gemara. There's 2 days in the Gemara. So one cannot say for sure that there's place for two tefillin. Maybe yes, maybe not. There's a shayla in the Gemara. Zokta Taz. So the Taz went as a Mikra Din. He's saying now, Chizbon is Laloch. He's a poisik. Mikra Din, we passed him like Rashi. So Mamela, so the Taz says, so make sure you wear it. So therefore, here we know clear that this is the Mokim Atfilin Shalosh. If there's place for another pair of tefillin, there's a Shaila in the Gemara. So Al Kaponim, make sure you bring Rashi's tefillin. So that's what the Taz is speaking about, the tefillin Shalosh. By the tefillin Shalosh, you should put this, you should make sure that the tefillin Shalosh is in the right place. And later, they put down the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, if there's place for it also, the Baldik, if not. So Al Kaponim, I was Mekayim Shitas Rashi. The Taz is saying, the Taz is saying that what the Mechaber said, you can put two tefillin, one behind the other, because Yesh Mokim Barosh for two tefillin is a Machlokes in the Gemara. There's one man, the Yomar, or one Lashon that holds that there's no such thing. Mokim Barosh for Shnei Tefillin. That means if you put the first tefillin in the right place, I got news for you. The second tefillin is not in the right place already. It's a Shaila. So the Taz says, what should a person do? So he says, I'll tell you what to do. Since then we passed him like Rashi, so let me tell you, the Iker Adin. So put Rashi in the right place. If the Rabbeinu Tam is in the right place, that means if this place behind Phyllis Rashi for the Rabbeinu Tam is good. If there's no place, so you have Rashi Al Kapon. That's the Chiddush.
No,
what? No. Phyllis Rashi, we can't do it. No. No, not for the art film, we don't have space. You need small film. Okay, right then. The chain cost of Arizal. Now, but the Arizal, I think that what he brings down the Arizal is not what the first thing he says, but the second thing he says. The chain cost of Arizal, Sheyach Nischilu Shal Rashi, V'yamidem. Now, the Arizal talks about the Tfilin Sheyach. And he says, V'yamidem l'tzada kosei, that should be towards the shoulder, V'achreim shal ben etam l'tzada yad, ושניהם על הקיבורת, ויניח בראש של רש"י למטה שבינתם יויסה למיילו, ושניהם במוקים הזוי לתפילה. So the Rizal, I think the Rizal is not the Taz. The Rizal had different chesbonos. The Rizal was assuming that there is place for both, and therefore the Rizal had a different chesbon by the Tefillin Shel Yad, that the Rashi should be towards the shoulder, next should be the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Taz, could be the Seder is, you should make sure you're making the Tefillin Shehad Meshitas Rashi. Fine. About Kaponim, so that's we're going now, a Yereishim, I'm just wearing two pairs of Tefillin. Now, let's go a little further. So at the same time, Yeah. Well, the Rabbi Yisrael just said that you wear two pairs of Tefillin. He didn't say which one to wear first and second. The Taz said one Cheshbon, and the Rizal said his Cheshbon. Now, let's go a little further. The Ritzuis de Rabbeinu Tam, Yimuchusim Tachas Ritzuis de Rashi. I think this is by the Tefillin Shel Yad. You should cover the Ritzuis of the Rabbeinu Tam with the Ritzuis of Rashi. Fine. So Yizgalu Rak Ritzuis de Rashi, Ritzuis de Rabbeinu Tam, Yiktane Mitzuis de Rashi, Ein Seva Kavonus Tefillin, okay, this is. Oh, so we hold by the two. There's no psul of chitzis. I mean, the minyan nichoitzis al kapon. That's right. Mi shemeiniach tefillin shel yad shel das rabbeinu tam. What if a person has one tefillin shel Rashi, one tefillin shel the rabbeinu tam? So we have to know he doesn't have two tefillin because one of them is ichapos. So now. מי שמניח תפילין של יד של דאס רבינו תם, ותפילין של רוס כדאס רשי ברמבה. כלומר, אם יוצא ואיכי בוסי, פוסק שבוס יעקב, חלק א' סמן בי, תהיה יוצא לי בדקולו, בשיחה נא יוצא, he's not. Yeah, but forget about ברוך, it was a מקיים, he was not, because the mitzvah of תפילין is to wear two batim, one of them is he's only wearing one bayis. He's not wearing two batim, because one of them is ichapos. That's for sure. So that's what he says over here. Then the yaitza libi the kulam. That means according to everyone, there's no machlekes in this. He wasn't mekayim mitzvah tefillin bishleimis because the mitzvah of tefillin is to wear two batim and he's wearing one bayis. Avol bishas hatcha. But what if he got so he, one second, two tefillin is not yoit. It's a mitzvah to be two. Whatever it is, but yeah, wait just 1 minute. Yeah, Avo Bishasatrak. But Bishasatrak, what's it? Lamaichi only has one of the Benetam and one of Rashi. Avo Bishasatrak, Mutalam Nicham Kach. Let him put on. But he has one Rabbeinu Tam, one Rashi. The Bishas Atchak Yoytze Meniach Achas Lavach. That means that the Maise is a mitzvah ilo choloys ayod v'tavis b'ninech. But the Maise, if you only have one pair of tefillin, so you mekayim the mitzvah, the akaponim, that mitzvah you mekayim. And mikom b'akayim, now, so akaponim put on both gesuntahay. He set over the case, tefillin shayad, the Rabbeinu Tam, Shalosh Kedas Chai. That's what he is. Talk about living for them both. Umikom makim lo yivoych rak aloysa shenichtavo apimin agenu Kedas Chai Shiva Rampa. Al Kaponim, Lamaisa, he should realize he only has one pair of tefillin. He's one tefillin, one tefillin, and he should make a broch on that. And we are minigis that we were like Rashi. Vim shall rosh nicht, so the mail is like this. Vim shall rosh nicht of al pi das rashi, yes a rosh, yes, so the mail is as I. Yes lo niach shall rosh tchile, so let him put on the shall rosh tchile, number one, because he's going to make the broch on the shall rosh, he's not going to make the broch on the shall yad. Now, like this, there's always a chesh when you put on the shall rosh second, First, of course, that's the saying of the Pasuk, and then there's another Cheshbon, Vahoyu, when you're wearing the Shalosh, you should be here, two pairs of tools, Vahoyu, two. But over here, I got news for you. I'm not Mekayim Mekshaltam Loisayadecha. I'm not Mekayim Vahoyu, because I'm only wearing, halachically, I'm only wearing one pair of, I'm only wearing Tulum Shalosh. So if I'm only wearing one pair of tefillin shalosh, I put on tefillin shalosh right away. So that she do that. Yes, laniach shalosh tchile. Yeshachile tchile. Shalyat tchile. Take off the shalyat because you're not the guy in my mitzvah mikradin and the shalyat. So that's what you should do. Now, so what should he do? But now we're talking about a person who's a Yerushan man. He wants to be mekayim mochshitas. So the Machaber says, Yeniach Shneyem. He should put both on. So what does Shneyem mean? So this is the first sheet in the Machaber. Yachad ala yad. Now this is a kunz. Ba'al kaponem, he should put down both tefillin, the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, he should put down both tefillin. And then he should hold the ritzuas of both, of the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Then he should make a bracha, laniach tefillin, and he is mahadik both batim. So this is, he was really yaitza, I think it was makayim, the mitzvah of anocha tefillin. So that's the preferable thing to do, yachad ala yad, v'yevoich v'yahat keim b'bas achas, from a mele gemaldik, v'uadim b'shal rosh, b'nei shiti anocha shteyim samuch la'brocha. So this is mamish meredik. If you can do this, you put both, and you make one hiddik on both, one hiddik on both of the shalyat. This is mamish meredik. You mamish a tzadik yisoy doylam. You made a brocha. There's no hefsik between the brocha and the anocha. And I'm thinking the other one, we have the one that Nabi Mekayim is the two spalfa. It's meredik. Now he said he should think, if you have one of us, 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 if you have Vashar, Heim Kirtuas Ba'almen. Dr. Mishnah Bura, Boi Shashem, Lo Yuchel Lachavan B'Shteim B'Yisai, Tik Shema'at Kim Yachar L'Shem Tzulun. First of all, he shouldn't think, I want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzulun with both of them, because that's ridiculous. You're not Mekayim Mitzvah Tzulun with both of them, so I want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzulun. The Darei Echad Me'elein Yitzulun. Number one. So this Kavoneh, does it make sense? One of them Mekayim with both of them. And for the Mishnah Berurah, not only it doesn't make sense, but could be this Kavona would be Mekalkul. In Bir Halach, he brings down a Mir de Kazach. In Bir Halach, he brings down a person, there's two ladies. He wants to marry both of them Basachas. And one is a goita, one is a yidin. He doesn't know which is the goita, which is the yidin. But I want to marry both of you. So the kavona to marry both of them, you can't marry both of them. You want to marry both of them, so none of them are married. That means this kavona is a kavona mekalkelos. I want to marry both. You can't marry both. So Mamelos, he's not married to any of them. The Afaruya in the Mekudeshes, because you can't marry both of them. So he says, if I want to be Yaitza with both of the Batim, you can't be Yaitza with both of them, because one is possible. V'yesh oimrim oid, v'yesh b'zeh mishum bal toisvis al kaponim itarabonim. Now there's another problem, that if I want to be Yaitza with both of them, so there's an Isser of bal toisvis, so b'meile, so that, therefore, I'm being moisif on the mitzvah. I'm wearing kosher tefillin, and I want to wear these tefillin together with the kosher tefillin. So I want to be moisif. I want to be moisif on the mitzvah. So that's called about toisif midarabon. We'll see what is about toisif. That means, let's say like this. Let's talk about a different case, and I'll tell you what this case is. I'm going to put on two tefillin shalyad of Rashi. I want to make, if one is good, so two is not better. So I'll put on two tefillin shalyad of Rashi, and I want to be yaitza with both of them. I have double tefillin, so you know what I did just now? I was over by Pesach Midaraisa. Because the mitzvah is to wear oil and chol ha'is al yot, and I'm making two oises. So that's about Pesach Midaraisa. What is that? Because I was moist about the mitzvah. I'm wearing two pairs of tefillin. Here, theoretically, I'm wearing one pair of tefillin. The other one is not tefillin. So I'm wearing one pair of tefillin, but the other one looks like tefillin. So this is about Tosef Midarabonim. So he says, if you won't think, I'll think I want to be Yotzer with both of them, so I'll be over about Tosef Midarabonim. So therefore you should think I want to be Yotzer with one of them. Which one? The right one.
Yeah.
That's another, that we'll see that later. That's tomorrow, we'll see. That's another, you're right. You're going now to Dava Meir? Also, Mr. Stone, if you want, he'll take me to Meir. He'll take me to Meir, Princess. Yeah. Fine.